Newman asked the state Republican Party to take his name out of consideration for an endorsement. He says that in a hotly contested party primary like his race with Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker, voters should decide the nominee and not party delegates. The move would clear the path for Walker to take his party's endorsement and the fundraising and organizing bump that comes with it. Newman, the former congressman and U.S. Senate candidate, says he's okay with that.
I realize that puts him in a position where he will be on the insider position in this race, but we've known that for a long time, and I accept the role of outsider in the race. We've known that for a long time.
The Walker campaign issued a statement saying Newman was abandoning conservative activists for one simple reason. They overwhelmingly support Walker. Walker said in an interview that he was still looking forward to the convention.
From my mind, whether or not Mark or anybody else is officially in or not, my interest is garnering the support of as many grassroots conservative activists around the state, and the state convention is one of the great places to be to get that sort of support.
The state party issued a statement saying Newman would still be welcome at the convention, but it was disappointed in his decision to decline a long-standing and commonplace tradition. Regardless of what happens at the upcoming convention, it will ultimately be up to primary voters to decide this September which candidate is the party's nominee. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.